You're listening to OWW Radio,
the official radio show of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com.
All right, so here we are, living it day by day. You are a superstar, and you said what she used to always say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of OWW Radio. This is the official radio program of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Each week, OWW Radio will bring perspective to the WWE, TNA, and everything else making news in the world of professional wrestling. My name is David, and today I'm joined by Billy Blade, the founder and owner of Vendetta Pro Wrestling, a California-based wrestling organization. I'm looking forward to speaking with Billy about his promotion, the state of indie wrestling in general, and Vendetta Pro Wrestling's big upcoming event, which is part of the 2013 Cauliflower Alley Club Reunion this coming week in Las Vegas. Billy Blade, welcome to OWW Radio. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I just got off work, and this time tomorrow, I'll be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, because next week is a big week for Vendetta Pro Wrestling as you present Casino Royale 2013. It's a big showcase at the 2013 Cauliflower Alley Club Reunion in Las Vegas. How's that event coming together?
Oh, it's coming great. Every time we have the show booked, and then all of a sudden we get confirmation of somebody else, you know, that's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going great. Everything's ready. Ready to rock and roll.
Now, I know the show, it's live right there in the Gold Coast Casino. In fact, it's free for anyone who has a CAC banquet ticket. And judging by the comments I heard last year, it's a really fun addition to the reunion. How did this partnership come together?
I've been wrestling. I've been running shows for a long time, and I've always been a big fan of wrestling at the Cauliflower. I just think it has to be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I started pursuing it. There's a promoter in Las Vegas who runs a company out there, and I basically, instead of touching, you know, stepping on his toes, I actually asked him about maybe working together, running a Cauliflower show, and he said that he wasn't interested. Well, so that kind of rubbed me the wrong way because I'm like, you know, I'm trying to do something for Cauliflower because I'm a big fan of Cauliflower, big supporter. I try to, you know, get a lot of people to sign up as much as I can. Just once they go once, they're going to be going forever, you know?
I agree.
And so anyway, he decided to not do it. Okay, fine. So I ended up, I ran my own show 2 years ago, the day before Cauliflower actually started, and it just was pretty successful. Everybody involved really liked it. I think we had Rikishi, Gangrel, we had Raven on the show, but anyway, it was a free show, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a free show with paid admission, free show for everybody, and they, like I said, we drew really well. We had like a full house of like 500 people, yeah, that capacity. So then the following year, I found out, I started working with Cauliflower and working with the building, and we got a, we were able to work out something, and so then I started pursuing everything, and I was able to run last year, and we charged the admission fee, you know, and it's free with the Cauliflower members. But I figured, you know, there's no reason to even charge. We're trying to give back to the wrestling community, you know. So this year, everything's free, like, you know, for Cauliflower members, regular fans. The only difference is if you're a Cauliflower member, you get first choice of seats. So that's
sure.
Good news, you know.
And there are some big names on the show, Gangrel, B. Brian Blair, Cheerleader Melissa, Brian Kendrick, and others. But most notably would seem to be that Mick Foley will make a special appearance to pay tribute to the late William Moody, of course, better known to the world as either Paul Bearer or Percy Pringle III. That's pretty exciting.
We were blown away by the announcement. I got a call from Carl Lauer, and Carl was like, hey, you haven't made your flyers or anything yet, right? Well, actually, no, this is how it worked. Carl got an email, and I never get it from him. He gave me an email, said, call me ASAP, you know, like right away. I'm like, oh, what's going on, you know? So, and next thing you know, sure enough, it's him, and he's asking me if I got the flyer ready. This, that. I got huge news. Mick Foley is coming in to call flyer. And he does not have, he cannot do a Tuesday, he cannot do a Wednesday. He's requesting to be part of our show Monday to basically pay tribute to Paul Bearer. So I was like, wow. And then on top of that, he said, we can use him for all the advertisement, we can put him on flyers, whatever we need to do. And I was like, wow. So yeah, that's basically came about. And now obviously one of our main advertisements. And I look forward to hearing what he has to say, you know, because now he's at a personal level. He's, you know, he gets to be him, I'm guessing. There probably won't be any restrictions, you know, so.
Sure. Congratulations, of course, to him in a recent WWE Hall of Fame induction. What other matches have been signed that you'd like to talk about as part of Casino Royale 2013?
Yeah, that's funny you say that. We just put out the press release for the actual show. In fact, I can read it to you if you give me a second. Let me try to find it fast.
Will you yourself be wrestling on the show?
Yes. Yeah, I am. Actually, Vendetta Pro, they have a triple threat title called the Triforce Championship. And so we try to, you know, and go figure now TNA has the same thing, you know, but we had it first, you know, and it's every, you know, it's a three-way match, you know, so that's what we base our division on when we do three ways. We call it a Triforce match. So I'm in a Triforce match with a gentleman named Willie Mack. He's in PWG and he just wrestled in AAA Mexico all over, you know, he's a pretty big name on the indie scene. And then the other opponent is Brandon Gatson, and he was a 2012 Feature Legend nominee. And anyway, it should be pretty awesome. It's going to be a triple threat. There's no title, of course. I'm not a champion for the Triforce, but it'll be a Triforce match.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be fun. The main event, of course, going to be the Casino Royale, Royal Rumble-style matchup. And the winner gets the Cauliflower Cup. You know, we have a lot of names in that so far, you know.
That was a big hit last year. I think, in fact, if, correct me if I'm wrong, Rock Riddle was the winner.
Yes, he was. And he's returning. And I've seen him at Jesse Hernandez's School of Hard Knocks. I think it was Friday. And he's been working out for a long time to get to be there. So we'll see what happens, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I wanted to ask you, Billy, what is your background in wrestling? I mean, when did you actually get into training and decide you wanted to become a wrestler?
You know, I started in, I believe, 1999. Of course, it's just like anybody else. I was watching pro wrestling as a kid, and I was like, well, you know, I could do that. And I mean, I was big into sports and football, baseball, this and that. You know, wrestling was one of the things I always wanted to do. I started searching the internet. I found the Jesse Hernandez in the school, you know, school of pro wrestling. Basically, it's called the School of Hard Knocks. And like I said, that's kind of, it was 99, and my class, my trainer was Frankie Kazarian, which is, you know, he's a Future Legend award winner and TNA superstar.
Yep.
In my class was Frankie Kazarian, KG Sakoto, who was in WWE, Rocky Romero, Ricky Reyes, you know, a lot of top names, you know.
Yeah, good class.
Yeah, and, you know, they just topped the ropes. Of course, Bill Anderson, Jesse Hernandez, they've been around for years before that. So, that's what we've been doing, and ever since. And then I moved on to Ultimate Pro Wrestling about a year and a half after that, just to kind of get more TV experience, because they were actually family, you know, they were developmental for WWE. So I used to train on Sundays with, an intermediate class. It was like Joey Ryan and a few other guys were in that class on Sunday afternoon. And then on Sunday evening, it was Tom Howard teaching the WWE developmental class. So that was always cool, you know. So there was like, I think John Cena was there a couple times. Chris Daniels was also the teacher. So that was kind of cool.
Wow.
And then as well as like John Heidenreich and Nathan Jones were being trained. And, you know, a few other people show up here and there. But yeah, that's basically where I came. And I just started working, you know, all over, you know, after that. And, you know, and here we are, 13 years later, 14, yeah, 12 years, I guess, permanently. So.
Well, you said you were very athletic and into sports, but once you started getting into the actual training, was there a point in time where you almost gave it up because it was maybe more difficult than you thought it would be?
No, I actually, I caught on really quick, and I loved it. Everything I did about it, I don't care how hard it was. It was definitely harder than any sport I've done, for sure. But, again, I was competitive, and basically I wanted to be a pro wrestler. So, I mean, I paid my dues. A lot of people forget about paying dues these days. I used to train 3 days a week. I would train from, I would go on a Tuesday night. Jesse's training was like 8 o'clock at night. I would go on a Tuesday, 8 to 11. I would stay the night, go to training the next day, from 8 to 11. And then I'd go to training the next day, 8, 11 again, get home about 4 in the morning, work at 5, you know, and then go back Saturday and get there at 9 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I did 3 days a week of just paying my dues. And I, and by, 4 hours away. That's what I was trying to say. I was 4 hours away, so it was 4 hours there and then 4 hours back, you know?
Ugh.
Yeah, so it was tough, but it was definitely worth it, you know, the best school in California at the time, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were billed as Rock of Love, Billy Blade, and I wanted to ask you, how difficult is it for a wrestler to find an identity that suits them? You know, an identity that kind of allows you to get over or that you feel comfortable in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the gimmick, actually. I used to be the vampire character. I used to team up with Gangrel on the indie scene, and I love the vampire thing, but the whole Bret Michaels, whatever, you know, some people don't like it, some people do, but I'm one of, you know, I'm a big fan of 80s rock, and once I put the character, started putting it together, I just started liking it. I really enjoyed, you know, and the good news is people either really like it or they really hate it, but the good news is they're going to get a reaction either way. And I actually won a Bret Michaels lookalike contest in an affair up in Turlock, you know, and so it's kind of funny. I got to meet Bret Michaels and everything. It was pretty awesome.
Well, over the course of your career, who have been some of your favorite opponents?
Oh, I've had so many, you know, favorite opponents. One of my favorites was Kazarian because he trained me. I got to wrestle in front of 2,000 people mm-hmm. at an APW event a few years ago. Matt Hardy, I had almost a six-month feud with Matt Hardy this past year. That was awesome. It led to a hair versus hair ladder match. Unfortunately, I lost some of my hair, so... but that was awesome. Matt Hardy knows, you know, he's just one of those guys that just, you know, has so much credibility and everybody likes him. You know, he draws a lot of fans. So we had about, I think, 1,200 people, which we were pretty much sold out, you know.
Nice.
And we're drawing the biggest crowds in California, you know, with any name we wrestle, you know. So that's always a cool thing, you know. I'm still waiting to wrestle with Rob Van Dam. That's really my goal, you know.
Now, I know you've had success in tag team. Wrestling Course wants some tag team championships, but do you prefer tag team matches, or do you really prefer singles competition?
I love tag team wrestling. I've always have. I mean, I've been in pretty good tag teams over the years. We were APW tag team champions when we were called the Rock of Love, me and my old partner, Caden Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was with Gangrel. We were APW champions. We were called Bloodline. We wrestled all over East Coast and Mexico. In fact, we wrestled Alberto Del Rio and La Parca and all that in Mexico and Monterrey, you know.
Wow.
Now I'm in a tag team. I don't team with them as much because I was in a pretty big feud with Matt Hardy for a while there. But a guy named Sean Casey, who was a former WWF superstar, and he was actually in the very first lightweight tournament when they were trying to crown the first lightweight champion. And we're called the Midnight Delight. We kind of based that off the Midnight Express. And we just have fun. We do 80s. Style rock and ruin is what we call, you know.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, you're also the founder of Vendetta Pro Wrestling. You started the promotion in 2009. What challenges were there for you to overcome in starting a brand new promotion?
Well, you know, before Vendetta Pro Wrestling, I actually ran a company before. You know, I started, you know, it wasn't the smartest decision on my end. I started a company like kind of fresh out of training in my area because I was trying to not have to drive 4 hours a day. I had a new baby, you know, my daughter was born now and I just could not do it as much. So
right.
I wanted a place I can actually just, you know, drive 5 minutes. You know, I couldn't afford to be on the road that long. So I started a company that did really well. I remember our first show, we had Super Crazy with schedule, but he couldn't make it. It was S.A. Rios and Nova from ECW was our main event. Mm-hmm. Kazarian, I mean, we had all kinds of names on the show. We drew like 700 people. We only did like a little bit of flyers. That was it, you know, and I knew right then and there, this is a good area for wrestling, which is my area, Central Coast. It was called CWA back in the day, California Wrestling Alliance. And then we ended up joining forces with All Pro Wrestling. We ended up being like a territory, you know. We were called All Pro Wrestling Central Coast. That ran really well. But then I moved away to Bakersfield, and I had my training school there and whatnot. So when I moved back, I was working with Pro Wrestling Revolution. In fact, I actually helped start Pro Wrestling Revolution with a guy named Gabe. And if it wasn't for me, Revolution might not be around. Unfortunately, you know, because I was forking, you know, I was paying for everything. We were running in my area in Santa Maria. We were drawing big numbers, and you know, people see big numbers. They tend to want to go with that success. So we end up going from All Pro Wrestling to running in Santa Maria to Pro Wrestling Revolution. And I like Revolution. I just didn't like the direction it was going. I saw that the attendance was dropping a lot because it was the same repetitive angles over and over, and the crowd was just not buying it no more, you know?
Okay.
And so I started Vendetta Pro Wrestling as a way to still run, because we were only running twice a year in Santa Maria, and I thought that Santa Maria deserved more shows than that. So I started running more often, and then, of course, now I run there about 4 to 6 times a year, and I also have a school there, and I run shows once a month inside our gym. And Vendetta now is all over, you know. You know, we started 09, like you were saying, and now in 3 years we run. We're the most successful company in the West Coast outside of, you know, the big two, you know. Because if you want to be technical, we drew way more than TNA drew when they came to Bakersfield, you know. So.
Wow.
You also, like you said, have a dedicated training facility, right?
Yes.
And are you one of the trainers currently?
Yeah, I'm one of the trainers. I have, you know, I said Kaden Anthony. We have, like, this kid Tsunami, who, you know, has been with me from day one, so he basically knows exactly my style of how to train people. The Ballard brothers are actually big supporters of us. We're actually, our school has been changed now to Kayfabe College. That's the name of our school now. And it's basically affiliated with the Ballard brothers training school, and we're on a program that the Ballard brothers train the way they train people. And if you know anything about the Ballards, they've trained everybody you see on TV, The Miz, you know, Victoria, Cena, you know, all these guys. The Ballards has something to do with their training, you know?
Hmm.
And we basically just train, you know, we just, you know, we have school classes 4 days a week, and just, you know, we're trying to crop them to where, you know, I know a lot nowadays, you know, and it's a lot of fun. So I like showing people new things about wrestling, you know? So.
And that's what I wanted to ask you, because you can draw now from your own personal experience. How long does it take you when you're working with someone to start thinking, you know, this kid's got something special? Can you tell early on in their training that they're going to make it?
For the most part, you know, I mean, you could tell, like, right away. It just depends on how dedicated they are, really. If you see a guy once a month, or maybe once every couple weeks, and they just, you know, they're very, they absorb like a sponge, then that's when you know that they want to be there to learn. If they're, you know, I've actually had a couple people that, you know, weren't very good at training when I first started training people, but they end up being great after a few years at just wrestling, you know. And, you know, I have a couple right now that are about to debut, and they're pretty awesome, like, you know, really awesome, you know. So,
do you like being a promoter and a trainer even more than a wrestler? I mean, do you like that side of the business?
Oh, quite frankly, I wish I could only do one thing, you know, but it's like kind of hard to give up the reins, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I've given to everybody else. You know, I want to thank people like Rick Luxury, who helped me with the booking side, you know. The Ballard brothers helped me with the booking side, you know. And anytime I have somebody like a star on the show, most of the people I use on the show that are stars are friends of mine, so they always like to give their 2 cents in. And, you know, we also run, we always run a women's match almost every time. You know, we always have women matches. We always have WWE stars. We mix it up. We have some Lucha Libre stars. We basically have a whole round of show just to basically give every fan that's a fan of any kind of wrestling something, like Bret Michaels would say, something to believe in.
Well, I like that. I like that variety. It gives the fans that come to the live events a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I know that Vendetta Pro Wrestling is one of the few wrestling companies in California to use entrance videos and to really kind of put that effort into the production. How critical do you think that is, kind of, for your long-term success? Because when they see WWE, for example, on television, that production value is really front and center.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that we strive on is video production. In fact, I just got all the video set up for Vegas, which is not easy to do considering you don't know everybody's going to be there, you know, so I try to get as much as I can for what we know is going to be there, you know, especially like we got a big tribute to Paul Bearer. We were able to get WWE's footage from that. They were able to let's use it. Bottom line is, I think it just makes that wrestler look that much bigger, that much larger than life when you see his name on video screens. And on top of that, you know, the ring announcer might not, you know, they might, the guy might not hear the guy's name, but all of a sudden he sees it on the video. Now he knows who he is. He knows that, you know, it's just like WWE. We're not a multi-million-dollar budget, so we do the best we can with what we have. But I think it's very important. I think that's what stands us apart with anybody else on TV. I mean, in the indie level, when it comes to the West Coast, for sure, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed you also run Vendetta Pro TV, and you have a Vendetta Pro radio show. And where can your fans go to check those out?
Well, our TV show is actually locally based. It's a two-hour radius of TV. It airs, like, on in our area. It's a Central Coast area, Santa Maria. It airs, like, on Wednesday nights at 11, Thursdays at 7 p.m., and Fridays at 10 p.m. after SmackDown. That's on our local Comcast station that's here locally. But you can watch it on our YouTube channel as well, YouTube.com/ Vendetta Pro Wrestling, and then our TV show gets put on there after it airs on locally first. We try to give the local people the first shot, you know. Mm-hmm. And then a radio show, that's a Blog Talk. Unfortunately, we're trying to move on from Blog Talk, but we're, you know, it's radio, then it's successful. You know, our first few guests were all WWE stars. We had Joey Ryan, in fact. One successful story on our radio show is, even though it's a free Blog Talk radio show, we had Joey Ryan as one of our hosts, and he was in that big angle with Al Snow. And Taz actually called into our show to actually confront Joey Ryan on one of the episodes. And so far, it's like the most watched, most listened episode. I think we're at a couple hundred thousand, or I don't remember the numbers now, but they're pretty. They're in the six digits, I believe, you know, of listeners on that one show alone. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, it's really nice. You are based in California, and you do produce events regionally throughout the surrounding area. But because of technology, your fans anywhere around the world can check out your material. That's pretty special.
Yes, actually, if you look at our website, when you go on our front page, there's the page before you even enter the website, there's a little globe that circles around. And if you look under that, it shows everybody that's ever seen our one on our website, and it shows where they've gone all over the world. Like we get one of our biggest fan base, I think, is Europe and a few other places, countries over there. We get hit up by a lot of people all over the world looking at our website. So you guys get a chance to check our VendettaProWrestling.com. You'll see what I'm saying with the globe. It's all these little dots is where someone's actually looked at our website from all over the world. You know, it's pretty awesome to look at that, you know, and see.
Now, as you've done this for a few years with Vendetta Pro Wrestling, do you feel like you're getting better, Billy, at dealing with, like, locker room issues, production issues, or whatever other obstacles you may encounter?
Well, you know, you're always going to have some issues here and there. It's just not easy, so to speak, to make that work. I mean, I haven't dealt with too many issues recently, to be honest with you, but, I mean, we always have our little technical issues here and there, you know. But it's just, you know, we're not a multi-billion-dollar budget where we can hire, you know, staff that, you know, gets paid $100,000 a year just to run music and this and that. So, of course, we're still working on those types of stages. Again, this is the indie level. I think we're very successful on the indie level, you know. We just did a pay-per-view in January, co-promotion. We worked with Dragon Gate USA in a combo pay-per-view, you know. In mm-hmm. January, and that was very successful. I guess it was one of their largest crowds that they've ever had at a Dragon Gate USA show. And that was us, you know, so we were pretty happy about that. I know we're working with them again, I believe, SummerSlam weekend. You know, we're talking about having to come back SummerSlam weekend in L.A. Yeah, so.
Now, your current champion is the Masterpiece Chris Masters, someone who, of course, has had a lot of success in this business. How important is it for an organization like yours to have a solid main event caliber champion?
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome. I think a lot of people, you know, you get that mainstay, you get that main you get that credibility from having him as your champion. I know that, you know, our first champion ever was Sean Casey, and then I think it moved on to Rick Luxury, mm-hmm. Who's held every title in California, Northern California for sure. And then from there, Joey Chaos and Shannon Ballard. But anyway, Chavo Guerrero Jr. ended up holding the title while he was in TNA for a while there. And then he eventually lost it in the four-way with two Masters. Actually, it came down to Masters and Chavo at the end. Masters ended up defeating him with a Master Lock. And he actually hasn't defended it in our company since October. But I know he's defended a title in, like, Amsterdam, Europe, South Africa, I think, and a couple other countries. You know, it's basically a world title now, you know?
Wow.
Because it's been all over the world, so.
Now, in your opinion, what are some of the challenges that still face independent wrestling today?
Oh, I think that everybody has a promotion. That's the biggest challenge. It's nowadays, everybody runs a promotion, and they don't care if they draw 50 people, 80 people, 100 people. That's successful to them. And if, as a promoter, I personally know that's not successful, because if it was successful, they want to be folding so often. You know, the companies will be folding, and it takes a lot more effort than that to basically showcase pro wrestling. All they're doing is showcasing basically a cheap version of what pro wrestling is. Like with what we're doing, I'm not saying we're the best company in the world, but I know what we're doing. Fans go home happy, and they can't wait for us to come back. And they say, a lot of people say, it's better than watching on TV, because, you know, we go out of our way to entertain, whether that's the production, whether it's the setup, whether it's the wrestlers we use, you know, the variety of wrestlers. We basically go out of our way to make sure everybody in that building, you know, taken care of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course, as we mentioned at the top, Vendetta Pro Wrestling presents Casino Royale 2013 next week at the Cauliflower Alley Club Reunion in Las Vegas. It's going to be a great event, again, free, so come on out to the Gold Coast Casino, check it out. Billy, congratulations on your success with Vendetta Pro Wrestling. I want to ask you quickly before we let you go, did you have a presence at WrestleCon this past week in New Jersey? How do you feel about these large, multi-promotional events?
I mean, I guess, I wasn't there for that. I think it's a cool concept. I think it gives the fans something besides, you know, WWE personally. Obviously, we all know that by now, being this Thursday, that WrestleMania was not as good as everybody hoped it could be. But the next night ended up being amazing. I did hear, I'll answer that question in a second. I did hear a rumor they already have a nominee for the Hall of Fame next year, and I guess it's the New Jersey crowd, I heard. but anyway, yeah, I think it's pretty important, you know, the running all these different shows up, you know, during WrestleMania. I mean, everybody's in the wrestling mood. I think, I don't know how successful they were, but I'm assuming, you know, with all the stuff going on around there, it should have been pretty successful, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to do a possibly SummerSlam. I'm hoping that it's a good thing for a lot of indie companies out there. We've worked with Dragon Gate. I know they did really well. They're affiliated with Shine. They did really well, you know. And I think Evolve, you know, we work with Evolve because they're obviously affiliated with Dragon Gate. So, yeah, I mean, all the success of people that are actually trying to do something in the independent scene, that, and not just letting, you know, sitting back and hoping that something's going to happen. They're actually doing something about it, you know. And we're so happy to be working with Dragon Gate, actually. We had a real successful show, and everybody likes each other so far.
Well, that's good to hear. And I know that next week's Casino Royale 2013 is going to be a success as well. Before you leave, give us again the website for Vendetta Pro Wrestling and any other Facebook or Twitter, any kind of social media sites you'd like people to know about.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's www.vendettaprowrestling.com. That's where you can see anything going on with any of our shows, actually, all over. We have a lot of stuff coming up all over California, obviously Nevada. We actually might be booking some more shows in Las Vegas soon. Twitter, you know, we got the, you know, www.twitter.com/VendettaPro. And on top of that, you know, with my face, my Twitter's Billy Blade ROL. You can find me at Billy Blade on Facebook. And the Casino Royale, their web, you know, cauliflowerallyclub.org. And if you are actually still looking for free tickets for that event, you will have to email Sandra@VendettaProWrestling.com, because I think you were there last year, David. We didn't draw as well as we hoped, considering it's a Monday night. Well, we're not counting cauliflower members. I think we're already at almost 500 reserved tickets, you know. So,
oh my goodness,
the building don't fit as much, you know. And one more thing before I let you guys go, if that's okay.
Sure.
We got a chick fight. I think you're going to be ring announcing it, right, David? Melissa versus Shelly Martinez, former WWE superstar, TNA knockout, you know. A couple other matches. We got a big tag team gauntlet match. It's featuring like eight of tag teams from around the, you know, globe, so to speak. I'll just do a couple more matches. We got Dylan Drake, the Golden Boy. He's a Gold Rush champion. He's going against Drake Younger, international superstar. He was known as the Golden Boy as well, and it's for the Gold Rush title at the Gold Rush Casino. You can't get much more Gold Rush than that, you know? Gold Fever, you know, we got Dave Dutra versus Will Rude, who's the APW Internet Champion. I'll try to hurry up with all the matches. I'm just trying to think of them real quick. We got a five-on-five. We call it a five-for-fighting elimination women's match. It's going to be five women on one side, five women on the other. And when one team is eliminated, that's when the match ends. And then on top of that, we got Brian Kendrick wrestling Kincaid, which is traditional championship wrestling match. B. Brian Blair versus Matt Riviera, who's one of the men honorees this year for Cauliflower Alley Club. You know, we got so much going on, and we have the Casino Royale. It's going to feature Sean Casey, Sin Bodie, Brent Myers, you know, a bunch of guys on the show. Basically, you're getting a super show, you know, bottom line. You're getting 12, 13 matches of nothing but super. You know, it's going to be amazing, and I think everybody that's going to be there, they experienced it last year. This year, it's going to be better, more people. You know, it's just going to be awesome. So.
It really is a highlight of the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion, and it's really not to be missed.
And just so everybody knows, we are doing a big, you know, Mick Foley's going to be there doing a tribute to Paul Bearer, like we mentioned. We're also doing a nice tribute video for a lot of the fallen wrestlers that's fallen, you know, that's left us over the last year, from April last year to April this year. We have a nice little video package together, and we're going to be honoring a little bit of Red Bass Sheen. And then we're working with another company real quick named Wrestling Cares Association. They're actually going to do a presentation to the Cauliflower Alley Club, like a donation, and they're a new project that is named David Jackson. I think Les Thatcher helps run that as well. So as you can tell, every avenue is covered in this show, and all we need is for the fans is just sit back, enjoy what we do, and then obviously we're all cool after. And the unofficial, and I'm getting this out there for everybody to know this, that 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock Monday night at the upstairs bar, Bowling Alley Bar, we're doing this 2013 Texas Texarkana open invitational strut off. And that's in honor of Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney, who passed away a couple years ago to this day. And now we do a strut off in honor of him. And so now we're having tons of people, trophies, all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be awesome.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today on OWW Radio. Again, Billy Blade, congratulations on the success of Vendetta Pro Wrestling, and best wishes for a big event here coming Monday night. I'm looking forward to it myself. Can't wait. And I really enjoyed having you on the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And I look forward to seeing you guys on Monday.
You got it.
Cool. You take it easy. Thank you.
Take it. And don't forget to check out the OWW website at onlineworldofwrestling.com for the latest news, analysis, and updates from the world of professional wrestling. While you're there, you can also catch up on past episodes of OWW Radio. You can email us at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com to submit topics or questions you would like us to discuss on an upcoming broadcast. So make sure to follow us on Twitter at OWWCOM to get all program updates and announcements. We'll also be posting directly to the official OWW Facebook homepage. Till next time, I am David. Thank you again to Rock of Love, Billy Blade, for today's interview. We wish him and Vendetta Pro Wrestling a lot of success this coming Monday night as they present Casino Royale 2013. We hope you enjoyed the program, and we'll be back soon with another edition of OWW Radio. All right, well, that's okay.